You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here to look at the weather forecast for the Midwest in particular. Farmers would like to get back into the field. They probably need in some spaces at least a couple more drying days because of the rainfall over the weekend. What can you tell us about the upcoming conditions?
Well, you know, it's not a bad scenario for crops that are in the ground, but getting some field work done in some of the western Corn Belt may still be a little bit challenging at times. We do have some succeeding weather disturbances that will be coming across the region over this next week, and because of that, there will be some disruption to farming activity. The first wave of precipitation is likely to evolve as we go through the evening and night tonight in the western Corn Belt. We'll see the precipitation from Kansas and Missouri right up into Minnesota and parts of the eastern Dakotas. By tomorrow morning, we'll likely see some of that precipitation working its way eastward towards the Mississippi River Basin. I think tomorrow evening, we'll start seeing rain in Illinois, and we'll continue to see precipitation scattering further to the east as we go on out into the day on Friday. The storm system will be far more concentrated on the western portions of the Corn Belt, so the eastern areas will see scattered showers, but the odds are very high. They will still see field work advancing during the course of the next couple of days in those eastern areas, just simply because the rain is going to be erratic, and all it's a matter of just keeping an eye on the radar, and I'm sure farmers will be able to just work their way right around the precipitation. There'll be another storm system that will come across parts of the western Corn Belt as we get into Saturday and going into Sunday and early Monday. And again, it'll be far more significant in the western Corn Belt than in the eastern belt. So we'll see a continuation of the same theme where some fieldwork will occur around the precipitation in the eastern areas. A strong surface high pressure center will settle into the region as we get into early next week. Should clear the skies out of everywhere. And our probably best opportunity for getting into the fields will be for the western Corn Belt, maybe Monday into Wednesday of next week, and in the eastern Corn Belt, probably Tuesday into Thursday. And there is another disturbance, though, that will develop shortly after that that will disrupt that once again, but it should be fairly brief and light.
Farmers in the northwestern Corn Belt, Minnesota, maybe some upper northern parts of Iowa have moved very quickly, putting in both corn and soybeans. Is there any danger that they might be facing of cold weather temperatures?
Well, this morning there were some notable freezes in Wisconsin, actually, and some of the corn is up there, and the word is that there has been some injury been done to that corn. Most likely it will recover, though, because that growing point is still below the surface, and it will probably burn some of the leaf mass, but it will certainly come back around. Some producers may not like that, may choose to go ahead and replant, but I think for the most part, we got through it without much of a hitch. In the future here, we do have another cold surge coming southward out of Canada, but it should stop short of getting very far into the Midwest. Well, I think we'll see some frost, probably down into Minnesota, the eastern Dakotas, and probably Wisconsin as we get into probably Tuesday morning next week. But I think we'll stop short of any significant damaging freezes across the region, and we'll keep our fingers crossed on that one.
Hey, Drew, thanks for taking the time.
You bet. Have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, joins us on this Wednesday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media, and helps us wrap up this edition. I'm Todd Gleason.